Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim Monday. We'd like to start the show off with our national anthem. The national anthem is not coming up. That's pretty interesting. Well, there we go. Well, since the national...
Thank you.
That's our national anthem. This is your host, Elohim. This is Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love. Tyrannicalism coming at you hard. Okay. I like to do an assertion right quick. I like to thank Source Energy for my birthing gods, 82:6 King James Version, stuff by Jesus, John 10:34 King James Version. I have said that you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Jesus said, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? Okay. Now, when the assertion, I like to thank Source Energy for my birthing gods. Okay. Who were my birthing gods? My mama and papa, Sarah and James, that's my parents' names. They're the ones that made me. You don't know who made that me, but I know who made me. Okay. also, I'd like to make another assertion. Well, I'd like for you to make it with me. An assertion is an acceptance of Source Energy's law, okay? As a god of this dimension, I accept the law of reap what you sow. And I will not do or say anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, I'd like to make a pledge to you. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, there won't be anything, any kind of trouble that I will have that I cannot solve, okay? I can't solve it for me. Now, I'd like for you to do a breathing exercise with me. Just take a deep breath, 10 deep breaths right quick. Make sure you fill your lungs all the way up, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10. Okay, this exercise is done. Give a little oxygen to the brain so you can better hear what we're talking about today, okay? Now, we have an album on the market called Jesus is Coming. I'd like to play one of the songs off the album. Right quick. And since this is... the title of the day is Jesus is Not Your Master. Okay.
You know, I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, should not live by bread alone. But they have to say, I'm on my way home. Jesus had the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John. He took 12 men to walk with him down those dusty roads. His spirit reached out and touched the lame man. Alone. we said, oh, let's do it again. He healed the young girl's leprosy so that the world could begin to believe.
Jesus is my friend. What a title. Because Jesus, let's talk about that for a second, did not want you to think of him as your master. Okay? He said, I call you not servants. For the servant know not what the master does. I call you friend. All that I have learned, I have told you. Jesus was not a puppet master. Okay? This is what we want to talk to you about. Right now, you're caught in a trap. And the puppet masters are doing an amazing job on you. Okay? The puppet masters, they want to keep you as slaves through proxy. Now, what does that mean, slaves through proxy? Oh, my goodness. Just think about it for a second. There's a God up there. Nobody knows who or what it is. You know, they say Jesus is God. Well, Jesus is God, you know? Jesus said we're all gods. Psalm 82:6. But there's this God up there that made the heavens and the earth and did everything. In most cases, nobody knows who the God is. They say Jesus the God, but not the physical Jesus. There's the spirit. That's Jesus. That's the God. Physical portion is not God. Okay? But the Bible tells you something different. The Bible tells you, I said you are all gods, children of the Most High. It wasn't talking about no spirit, okay? It wasn't talking about incorporeal energy floating around someplace. That's your God. That's not what they were talking about, okay? It says, this is, they're talking about the King James Version, okay? It says, Psalm 82:6, I have said you are all gods, children of the Most High. And it's backed up by Jesus. Okay? Jesus said, okay, is it not written in your law? In your law, you are all gods. Solomon said something, and then later on, Jesus backed it up. How come they're not teaching on this to you? This is a wake-up call. You need to know who you are. You need to know what's going on, okay? Everybody on the planet, according to men and women, are the gods of the Bible. This is what we want. We need to know. This is Monday. We're giving out wake-up calls today. Right? What does it mean to be a god? You're not a liar. You're not a thief. You don't cheat. You follow the law and reap what you sow. Okay? See? As gods of this dimension, I accept the law of reap what you sow, and I will not do or say anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. That's Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. That's Galatians 6:7. Okay. We're going through the Bible thought process as gods, not as men and women. See, because men and women are children. Children who are supposed to be making the transition into God. That's why you're having trouble with the LGBT community. They're saying they're transgender. They're supposed to be making the transition into God, but according to the religious teachings and the puppet masters, there's only one God. And they say they follow the Bible. The Bible's telling you something different. Jesus is telling you something different. So who are they following? They have become puppet masters, overseer, and they'll tell you, I'm the only overseer here. They'll tell you that, okay? An overseer is a slave master. Look, once I learn how to walk across the street, why do I need a leader to hold my hand and take me? Well, I can go on my own. I can lead myself across the street, okay? These are some of the things that you have to think about. We're bringing you into a new thought process. This is what we're trying to do. This is the thought process of the Bible. Okay? Now, we make a pledge. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow, and I will not have no trouble that I cannot solve. See, as long as I keep moving towards reap what you sow, the problems that are coming to me, I will be able to solve them, because most of the problems that are coming to me have been made by my actions. My actions are bringing things to me. So by practicing reap what you sow, practicing the art of being good, the art of being a god, not lying, not cheating, not stealing, not taking anything to alter the consciousness. Because once you progress from men and women, which are children, and you make the transition into godhood, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't take anything to alter the consciousness. And slowly but surely, you come off of eating the animal kingdom. You don't eat flesh. You just eat from the vegetable kingdom. Slowly but surely. It takes a little while to get there, because growing up in this, in civilization, as a culture based on lies, civil liars, almost everything going on causes a bunch of lies. And you have to sift through it. You have to learn what the truth is. That's part of the birthing process. Okay? You need to be born again. But in order to be born again, your thought process has to change, okay? And that's what's going on right now. We're trying to bring you into a different thought process. What thought process are we bringing you into? We bring you into the thought process of the Bible. Wait a minute. They teach on the Bible all the time. Yes, but they're bringing their thought process to the Bible. That's what they're doing. The Bible has its own thought process. This is what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with the Bible's thought process. We're going to be dealing with the Bible's thought process almost every day. because this is the thought process that we want you to get into. Can you imagine people making a transition into God? No lying, no cheating, no stealing, no mind-altering substances. I'm talking about liquor, smoke, whatever you're doing out there that's altering your consciousness. You stop doing that. What would happen to the jails? The jails would shut down. It wouldn't be nobody else. The police will be treating you different because they know who you are, because they know who they are. Right? The politicians, when they see all these people hungry and sleeping on the street, they know that these are gods out there. They just don't know who they are. They haven't, their birthing process has been blocked. Once the birthing process get blocked, you get depressed going on, you bully each other, all kinds of stupid stuff be going on because you're not making the transition into God. You need to be reborn again. This is what we're going to, we might not talk about that today, but we just want to go through the thought process of the Bible. This is what we're dealing with, okay? Now, the topic of today, I like to talk about love for a few minutes, you know, because it's so important because we don't know how to love each other. They're not teaching love, okay? They're teaching obsession. They want you obsessed with each other. See, there's only one emotion, and that emotion is triggered by whatever thought process that you're dealing with. When they say love, you associate emotion with love. But love has nothing to do with emotion. That's something to think about. You're attaching your emotion to what they call love. Love is the act that make us feel good. So as long as you're committing acts that make others feel good, you're going to reap what you sow. What's coming back to you? Acts that make you feel good. This is where the love comes in. Every act that you do in a relationship, in a group, or whatever you're doing, should make the group or you or your partner feel good. That's how that's supposed to work. Think it. If it's not going to make them feel good, don't do it. Saying it, if it's not going to make them feel good, don't do it. You have to learn each other when you're in a relationship. What can I do? What can I bring in this relationship that's going to make this person feel good? Learn what they eat. Learn what they like. Don't be pushing buttons. Don't make a person jealous, angry, or that you're sure that they love you, you know? Your marriage to that person is a commitment. Let's go back to Genesis for a minute, okay? When Adam and Eve got together, there was no ceremony. They didn't even make a commitment to each other. The marriage is once they go into each other, that's the marriage. That's when they become man and wife. They become as one. That's the marriage. So when you think in terms of having sex with somebody, you're not having sex. You're making a commitment to marry them because the sex act is to bring about children, to take us into the next level as a species, as humans, or whatever we're calling ourselves. I'm calling it gods. But that's to take us into the next level. All right? So that's what's going on. Now, we're reading Genesis as gods. We're not reading Genesis as men and women. See, when we read the Bible, we're using the Bible's thought process. That thought process, now there's three different thought processes in the Bible. All right? There's a thought process of a slave. Deuteronomy tells you to obey your master, you know? Obey your master. That's what Deuteronomy tells you. Deuteronomy is the science of slavery. If you read Deuteronomy, and think about how they treated people. Talking about the powers that be, how they treated people, slaves and stuff, you'll see that they followed Deuteronomy. The quickest way to power is free labor. You got people working for free, and you're getting paid off that labor? Oh, man. The hardest part of being an entrepreneur is paying for the labor. In most cases, the biggest cost that they have is labor costs. That's why they try to keep labor costs down. That's why they fight you not to have a union. All right? That's one thought process of the Bible. The next thought process is men and women. Most of the Bible is dedicated. Okay? It seems dedicated because both the three thought processes are there all the way through the Bible. The puppet masters, that's why Jesus didn't want you to think of him as a master. I call you not servants because a servant knows not what the master does. I call you friends. You don't want to be your master. You don't want to be the puppet master. This is the thought process that Jesus was given off, that they're not talking about. They want you to stay as men and women. Men and women are children who need to make their transition into God. Once they make the transition into God, you won't be arguing and fussing about some of the things that you be arguing and fussing about. Oh, my goodness, because you won't be getting high no more. You won't be taking any mind-altering drugs, period. Whether you drink it or smoke it, don't make no difference. You won't be taking a pill, fentanyl, opioids, all that. You won't need it, okay? One of the biggest reasons that you need it, because you need to be born again. The birthing process has stopped. We'll get into that, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Jesus didn't want you to serve him. That's the topic for today. We're going through a few things. We want you to understand certain things as we go through this. The puppet masters want you to stay as men and women because that's children. Men and women are under nature. If you're under nature as men and women, go outside as a man or a woman, flap your arms, you're not going to fly like a bird. It's not natural for you to fly like a bird. But when that God mind sets in, that designer sets in with a strong imagination, that's what God is. The book Bible tells you what God is. That's why I like the Bible. King James Version. That's the only one I deal with because they're changing the keys out of the Bible. There's certain things they don't want you to know. Okay? Adam and Eve. We're going all the way back to Adam and Eve when we're talking about gods in the Bible. We're going all the way back to Adam and Eve. Told the reptilian person, we call him the snake or the serpent. He was talking to Eve about eating from this tree. To eat from this tree, they will be like one of us. They will be gods like one of us. This is what they were saying. Did they eat from the tree? Yes, they did. If they ate from the tree, they became gods like one of them. Why aren't the puppet masters spending time on this? Letting you know who Adam and Eve actually was. Everybody in the Bible, except for E.T., when he said, let us make men and women, we ain't going to go there today, but we will go there. When we're talking about Adam and Eve, everybody born from Adam and Eve were gods. Oh, God wiped Noah. He didn't wipe out Noah. Noah come from Adam and Eve. That's where they come from. So he repopulated everything with gods. Adam and Eve, Noah and his children were gods. This is what the book said. This is the thought process of the Bible. This is what we're getting into. When you start dealing as men and women, your children, we need you to go into your Godhood. What did it say when they ate this fruit, what would Adam and Eve's thought process would be? They would know right from wrong, and automatically they became designers. They designed aprons for themselves to put on. Okay, and it tells you that they have strong imagination, but their imagination is all evil. Okay, that's what God said. Let's get rid of these guys. Start again. That's a genocide thought process. Okay, a true God, following the law of reap what you sow, would not do that. Wouldn't even think like that. Okay, because that's going to come back to him. So there's something wrong with the thought process of E.T. being God of the Bible. Now, we'll get into that too. But today's topic, what we're dealing with, is that Jesus did not want you to serve him. This is the thought process of Jesus. Okay? Now, one of the reasons why they wanted to get rid of Jesus, because Jesus didn't want you to be a part of organized religions. Oh boy, that's a big one. Jesus did not sanction any religion whatsoever. What Jesus called religion was you taking care of orphans and the poor. That's what Jesus called religion. Because you don't want the poor to fall into poverty. Poverty is the destruction of the poor. You get a person eating out of garbage can, so I don't know what they might do out there. You know? And we're supposed to be rising above these things. This is what Jesus said. We're talking about John 2:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does being born again mean? Okay, we're going to get into all that. Okay, you must be born again. And as you're being born again, you get into the mindset of Jesus. He told Nicodemus, after Nicodemus was the Sanhedrin, he knew the Bible backwards and forwards. He knew all the holy scriptures backwards and forwards. The Sanhedrin was like that. But Jesus told me he needed to be born again. Because as a puppet master, he was stuck over and over and over. Once you get stuck, you be in those same scriptures all of your life. And won't make the transition into an adult. What is an adult? An adult is a God. Men and women are gods of the Bible. That's who we are. But you have to become an adult. Once you become an adult, you think differently. Your thought process is different. Okay? You say, I want to get the whole annual Holy Ghost. See, this is what I'm saying. They're giving you the thought process of men and women, right? As a God, okay, to be holy, it is written in the law, every man that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Why are you holy just by coming through the birthing process? They're talking about baptizing, but you being personally baptized by God. What God are you talking about? We're talking about your mama. So you don't know who your mother and father is. That's why there's no respect. Honor thy mother and father. When you come into the mind of God, once you grow up, you know who you are. And you know who your mother and father is. You know who made you. Okay? That's who made you. You were personally baptized by God. It's important. You need to know these things. Okay? All born holy. Jesus did not tell you to take the term holy, turn it into a church, so that you can have an overseer. He did not tell you that. See, they're locking you into being men and women, not growing into your godhood. This is what Jesus was trying to tell you when he said, okay, I call you not servants. Jesus did not want you to serve him. Okay? I call you not servants. So the servants know not what the master does. I call you friends. For all that I have learned, I have taught unto you. This is what he said. Now, this is we're talking about God now. We're talking about the God thought process. This thought process is in the Bible. But the puppet masters keep you away from the thought process because they want you to remain as children so that they can manipulate you. Okay? You got God sleeping on the street. And the churches have enough money so that no person in this country should be sleeping on the street at all. Not one person should be sleeping on the street or hungry. The Pope got enough money to make sure that nobody in the world is hungry. You know? What do you think they're getting this money from? The puppet master said, God has blessed. Well, the Bible is telling you, you're the gods of the book. It's a thought process. If you're the gods of the book and they're being blessed by God, where's their money coming from? Their money is coming from you. That's where they're getting their money from. And now this broadcast, once we start broadcast on a daily basis with this information, now we're late today. You know, I'm supposed to start from 8 to 9, but I get up 4 in the morning. Sometimes I fell asleep. So I said, well, I'm just going to broadcast anyway. So I'm broadcasting now. Okay? Once you realize who you are and what's actually going on, okay? This is why the Bible tells you the kingdom of God is within you. Okay? This is Luke 17:21. Everything that I'm saying is backed up by the Bible. But they're keeping you away from things because they want to keep you as children. It's easier to manipulate a child than manipulate an adult. Okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. Neither shall they say, oh, here, a little there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's in the book. All right? Now, they're going to manipulate you, especially when you start thinking in terms of God. See, this is wrong with the LGBT community. They're supposed to be making a transition. They call themselves transgender. They're supposed to be making a transition into God. But the religious organizations, you say you God, they look at you like you're crazy. Oh, nobody's God. There's only one God in the whole world. But the Bible is telling you different. Then they say, well, I said we're shaped in iniquity and born evil, whatever that passage is. But he said, I, not everybody, he's talking about himself. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I think that's how it goes. He was talking about himself, not you. The book clearly states that you are all gods. What does that mean? It means you know right from wrong. You're a designer with a strong imagination. That's God. We go through all this trouble about clothes and what we're going to wear. The only actual time the Lord God gave Adam and them something to wear, gave them a coat. A coat covers the body. The apron is too skimpy. Well, you're supposed to cover your body. All right? That's your dress code. Just cover your body. Don't say nothing about hair and makeup and all that stuff. That come along later with men, with the puppet masters manipulating you. Okay? Just think about it for a second. Okay? We're gods. Desire. And have a strong imagination. Genesis 3:7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves an apron. Think about that. They designed clothes to put on, man. And when the Lord God came along, who told you he was naked? If he didn't tell me he was naked, he sure didn't show him how to make clothes. Okay? So they learn how to make clothes. I'm bringing you into the thought process of God. Thinking in terms of somebody out there that put all this stuff together and all that. We'll get into that. In book one of Theronomical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, it tells you how the planets was made, what the uncaused cause is. We get you all into that, okay? I want to just talk a minute about the book. The book is on Amazon. It's done. A few episodes I was telling the book is coming. Well, the book is on Amazon. There's a few typos in there, but it's okay. I was rushing to get the book to print because you need a copy of this book. This book will reaffirm through the Bible and scriptures everything that I'm saying to you today. Everything that we're talking about is in the Bible. But you have to go through the Bible as God. You have to think in terms of you being a God. You want a better life for yourself? Sit down and design the kind of future that you want for yourself. The main topic is that Jesus is not a puppet master. He didn't want to be your master. This is what he was telling you. I call you not master. I call you not servant. For the servant know not what the master does. Okay? But I call you friend. That's what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to think of him as your friend, not as some lower God where they can say he's the only God. No. Because he's telling you, it's written in your law that you are all gods. That's what he said. Psalm 82:6 says you're all God's children of the Most High. The Most High is the uncaused cause. That which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. That's the Most High, what the Muslims call Allah. They don't know what Allah is, okay? But we're telling you, that's why this book is so important. The book is on Amazon. You can get the book now. The book is available. All right. They ate the fruit, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Genesis 3:7. It's in the book. Designer. They designed aprons out of leaves. Okay? They were designers. They ate the fruit, and they became gods like one of us. The book tells you that, but they want to keep you away from that. We need to come together as the gods of the Bible and take these blessings that we've given these puppet masters, where they buy these $5 million houses and jets and all that, and put the money to good use. They're sure they're being blessed by God. You stop giving them money. Let Jesus come down directly and give them money. It's not going to happen. And Jesus didn't roll like that. You know the story of Jesus, the life of Jesus. You want to walk around with a pocket full of change to give people like that. They're using you because you're men and women. You're children. Until you make the upgrade. Now, this is something that we're going to do every day. We're going to do this. Take you through the first portion of the birthing process. Okay? But first, you have to understand that you have already been baptized in the water coming through God's womb. When I say God, I'm talking about gender neutral. I ain't talking about male or female, goddess and God. No, I'm not going there. When I say God is gender neutral, you're coming through God's womb. You have been personally baptized by God. Okay? Why do you think Mary was so important, okay, to the higher-ups that know the book? Why do you think Mary was so important? Oh, they got statues of Mary. Yeah, they got statues of Mary because Mary was the God that personally baptized Jesus. Kind of hits you a little different now, don't it? The thought process is beginning to kick in. You're beginning to see what I'm talking about. But to accept the thought process of the Bible, because you've been programmed so long and you stuck in the trap inside the scriptures. Well, women can't read. Women can't be deacons. Women can't be this. You're right. There's so many restrictions in the books on men and women that nobody don't want to be a man or woman no more. That's why the transgender, they don't call me no woman, a man. No, man, they don't want to be that. Because of the labels and the restrictions that you're putting on them. Would you like to be a woman in a ram? Can't drive, can't do this, can't do that. The book tells you men and women are children. You upgrade into God. You're supposed to be growing into God. That's why you're having trouble with your teenagers. Your teenagers are transitioning into God. Your teenagers are trans, okay? They're transitioning into gods. That's what's going on. You know? People said, oh, they're woke. No, they don't want you woke. They want you sleep. They want you walking around like zombies. You need to come to Philadelphia where I live and come down to Kensington and see these gods walking around like real zombies. They're looking like zombies. Can't bend over and all that stuff. Because their birthing process has been interrupted. We got 10 minutes, 9 minutes. We're going to go through the birthing process. We're going to try to do this every day until it begins to sink in, until you begin to get it, okay? First, you have to know what the truth is. In order to deal with the birthing process, you have to know what the truth is. It keeps you from going back and forth through the stories all day long, okay? The truth is, whatever you see and whatever you do on your journey in your lifetime, that's the truth. It never changes. It's always the same. Never changes. Why? Because you did that. You walk this walk. Nobody's with you 24 hours a day, knowing what you do. That's your truth. And if anybody want to know your truth, they have to ask you. They can't ask me about your truth. I don't know your truth, just like you don't know my truth. That's why in the book, I put part of my biography up there so that you can know some truth about me, okay, and what's going on. That's what the truth is. Never changes, and it's always the same. Think about it. When you ask, you can ask 10 people what the truth is. You get 10 different answers. Oh, I don't know. What do you mean by the truth? The truth about what? What are you talking about? They're so confused because they don't know what's going on. But once you know the truth, you won't get caught up in the stories like that. What's going on in the Bible? That's Jesus' truth. That's his truth. But there's information coming from his truth that you can use to make you a better person. Don't matter what books you read, and if you get the message. But now when you go into the book as God, you don't worry about whether Muhammad said it or Buddha said it or come out of a donkey's mouth. You don't care. None of that matters. you're dealing with the information itself. Will this help me? Well, I'm getting ready to be a doctor, and the donkey's giving out information about medicine. Well, if that's going to help me be a doctor, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to listen to the jackass. Okay? Don't matter where the information is. You don't get caught up on stuff like that here, you know? Three little pigs. Oh, boy. How can pigs make houses? How can, where they come from? Where was the pigs born? And what kind of pigs are born like that? And what kind of wolf can blow so hard that he can blow down a house? That's the story. Build your house on a strong foundation. Get the story. You don't need the story no more. You got the message. While you keep going back into the story over and over and over. Once you get the message, go build the house, man. Don't be arguing about the pigs. Go build your house on strong foundation. If you build a house on strong foundation where it can't be knocked down by the wind, you have a good place to live. You won't be sleeping in the street. You're sleeping in the street because you don't have a house on a strong foundation. Okay? There's more to that foundation. Because in this day society, costs money. Costs money for heat, for electricity. All this costs money. So if your foundation is dealing with the house, that means you have an economic structure to pay for this stuff. You see what I'm saying? Once you start thinking like God, you have a better understanding of what's going on. Now that you know the truth, okay? That you're being born minute to minute, in the second, hour to hour, week to week, year to year. You're constantly being born. The question is, what are you being born into? How can I be born into a transgender? Don't make sense. How can I be born into a Christian? Don't make sense. Why do I want to be born into a Christian when Jesus never sanctioned religion? So why would I want to be born into a religion? Don't make sense. Where's your power coming from? Your power is coming from the non-religious community, the government. That's where your power is coming from. And you're spending all your time stuck in the stories in the Bible. And the people out there that are non-religious, okay, are making up rules and regulations for you. And you don't have a clue to what they're doing. You ain't thinking about that. They got you spending all this time in the clubs because you're so lonely. That's why you go to the clubs. You're bored. That's why you go to the clubs, because your birthing process has stopped. You don't know what you're being born into. That's important. Once your birthing process stops, you get depressed. You get bored. Now you need something to alter your mind because you're so bored. You can design the type of life that you want. You are a designer. You got it like that. This is what we're saying. So this is the birthing process. What are you being born? You have to know the truth. You got Jesus' story. That's his truth. You weren't there. Who going to verify to you that Jesus walked on water? Just like people say, well, I'm explaining to you what Moses meant. The only person that can explain what Moses meant is Moses. And unless they got a hotline to Moses, I don't care what they read and study. Unless they got a hotline to ask Moses what you meant by that, they can't tell you what Moses meant. We say that because it's part of the language. Well, it meant this and it meant that. Something's wrong with all of that. Okay? Topic of the day is that Jesus did not want you to serve him. I call you not servants, because servants know not what the master does. Jesus did not want to be your master. He wanted to be your friend. So you can sit down and get the information from him without getting caught up in the stories. He wanted you to, like Nicodemus, you need to be born again. He wanted Nicodemus a mental upgrade. You're constantly being upgraded mentally. Okay? The question is, what are you being born into? sit down and figure out what kind of life you need. But don't forget the God that baptized you, that brought you through that water, the pain of childbirth. They baptized you, okay? We only got a couple seconds here. I walk the path of being honest and good and reap what you sow. I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? Remember, Jesus is your friend, not your master. Jesus is not God of everything. But is Jesus God? Yes. He said he was God. And he said, he that believeth on me, okay, he will do greater things than I did. Not believe in him. See, now you're reading the scriptures of God. You don't believe in anything. That's not what this is all about. It's not for you to be a believer, okay? It's for you to be a God, to deal with what the power that's within you that can get you where you gotta go. There is a power coming through the cosmos. It's called the uncaused cause. You're connected to that. You're part of all of that. Okay? This is who you are. It's not a spiritual thing. You are God. You are the God of the Bible. Everybody that's getting power to buy them $5 million houses and them jets and planes, they're getting it because the God of the Bible is blessing them. That's you. Okay? Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Go forth and have a feel-good day. This is your brother Elohim saying, we'll chit-chat again later. Much love.